Was Her Excellency given the order meritless for that substantive appointment to COP, but refused to comply with her constitutional duty to issue the relevant notification for Parliament to consider and approve the nominees? Was Her Excellency prepared to abdicate her sacred duty, her constitutional duty, the Parliament and the people of this country? Why did she conspire with the dictator to frustrate the selection process under the Constitution? So this is the status where we are now. We have the three highest offices in the land, as I say, entangled in what can only be seen, could be seen as misconduct in public office, what can also be seen as interference in independent institutions.